We're going to head out to Western Michigan and be joined by head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on the 48-13 win over Monmouth on Saturday. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Broncos.
You know, I felt we had a solid day. We got a lot to improve on, but I thought all three phases, you know, had some bright spots. I thought special teams-wise, we were really consistent, you know, and our field goal kicker was 2 for 2. We kicked off well. Luckily, we didn't have to punt. Offensively, I think we need to run the ball a little bit better, but I thought our passing game was sharp. And defensively, we knew we were up for a test with their quarterback, and you know, they got going a little bit. They had 2 scoring drives. We had 2 fourth-down stops, and I thought the kids played hard, but there's a lot of room for improvement.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Lester.
We have a question from Chris Vanini from The Athletic. Your line's open.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
I'm good, Chris. How are you, man?
I am good. What was it like to see John back out there healthy, and what did you think of how he looked you know, after being out for a while?
Yeah, he had a great day. I mean, super efficient, threw the ball really well down the field. You know, we only threw it 25 times, and they really were committed to the run. They kind of challenged us to throw it, and John was definitely up to the task. So he was efficient with the ball. He took 1 sack, which is something, so he's still got something he can improve on, but he looked like the guy that we need to win games.
And obviously Michigan State this week, and with what they do on defense, what kind of challenge is that going to be against a defense that allowed negative 73 rushing yards?
Negative 70, yes. I'm well aware of that. Yeah, it'll be a heck of a challenge, you know. It's when you get to play a defense that's, you know, whatever, top 5 in the country, number 1 in the country, whatever you want to call them. I mean, they nothing comes easy. You got to earn every yard you get. You got to get rid of the ball quick. You got to make decisions. You can't hold the ball. You know, the Tulsa quarterback held it a little bit, and he paid the price. But, you know, it's great to have a senior quarterback against it. You know, I really like our offensive line, but they're going to need to be great to slow down all those D linemen. So it's a great challenge. We're excited about it. And we know it'll be tough, but, you know, these are the kind of games you love to get up for.
The rushing numbers you guys put up on Monmouth, how much of that do you put on what you guys need to improve on, and how much versus how they were defending you and kind of loading the box?
Yeah, they definitely had 1 more than we had every time. I got after our offense pretty good for not running it better, you know. We still need to be able to run when they're +1, at least more efficient. We were way more efficient in the second half. You know, we made some adjustments at halftime that helped our run game. You know, we knew that they put themselves in a major disadvantage in the pass game by doing what they were doing, and John was able to take advantage of that. But late in the game, when you don't want to throw it anymore, it was a great experiment, I guess you could say, late in the game. We got to run the ball. We know we can throw it if we need to on 3rd down, which we did, and then we go right back down to trying to find ways to grind it on the ground. So I was happy with the improvement from first half to second half, but to run it against this crew is not easy. I know our offensive line is going to be up for it, and I'm sure Bellamy will be ready to go.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Matt Wenzel from AmLive. Your line's open.
Hi, Tim. Going back a couple of years, you know, you came to Michigan State in 2017. What have you noticed in Brian Lewerke, maybe – in the way he's changed his play from when you saw him that year to last year, maybe even last week?
You know, 2 years ago, he was really impressive. He did a good job with his feet running that offense. I thought he looked I know they kind of, whatever they're calling the new look offense, I thought he looked pretty comfortable. Had a chance to go up to a camp up at their place, I think a year and a half ago, not this summer, but the summer before, and had a chance to watch him play a little bit, and he's got a rocket for an arm. He seems to be under control with what he's doing. You know, that was their major ailment last year when you lose. And I know from experience, when you lose your starting quarterback, everything changes. So, you know, to see him back, I know they're happy to have him back, to have a guy that's played, that has an arm, that knows what he's doing, that doesn't get, you know, frazzled in the pocket. And, you know, I think he's a really good player. And, you know, as they get adjusted to what they're doing, I think he'll get better and better.
Thanks, Tim.
Tim, overall, defensively, the switch for Dwayne Eskridge moving from corner or to corner from receiver, eight tackles, one pass breakup. Talk about it specifically how he did in your secondary.
He did a good job. It was the first day, and they were a tempo team, so he got to get it all like drinking through a fire hose. And your first time playing corner, they're snapping the ball every 5 seconds. So it was a challenge. He talked a lot about how fast he thought the game was. But being our leading tackler, he had, I think, two big hits. Pass breakup that should have been picked. You know, he's still eating himself up about that. But yeah, he had a blast out there. Did a good job into the boundary for us, and you know, so it was a good debut for him at on defense.
And the impact of Keith Mixon on special teams, both the electrifying returns on kickoffs and punts, and what that dimension brings to your squad.
You know, we've had some great ones. I mean, Darius Phillips a couple of years ago is one of our, you know, most dynamic players, and Keith's going to help us a ton on offense too. We didn't, you know, that we didn't get him that involved this week. We only threw him, I think, one ball, but he's rotating through, learning the offense. Special teams, he's got a knack for it. And punt returner, kick returner, he's comfortable catching the ball. He's a big, strong kid, you know, so he's tough to bring down. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to get him to make a difference on offense and on special teams.
Well, Tim, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the victory over Monmouth. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Tim. Again, for Tim Lester and the Western Michigan Broncos, coming off a 48-13 win over Monmouth. In that contest, quarterback John Wasink, again, 20 of 25 passing for 368 yards and 5 touchdowns. For Western Michigan, they will be on the road at Michigan State this coming Saturday, September 7th. That game at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on the Big Ten Network.